This interview is taking place at the office of Local Employees 139. Head of this employees office is Mrs. Anna Stone, who is also a member of the Executive Board of the San Diego Imperial County's Union Board.
Background on yourself, such as your age, your family background, marital status, and so on and so forth?
Well, I'm 50, and my parents were raised in the East. They were farmers. My father had a third grade education, and then he had to work on the farm. And my mother completed 6 years, and then she was out working. And I was married when I was 18. I've been married 32 years. I have four boys, all three have married and in professions. One is quit high school and is trying to make it on his own. I think he's sorry. I have a high school education, although I have gone back. I've taken courses from the military because at one time I was a secretary for commanding officer in the service. And then I've gone back and taken adult education classes, but I do not have any college background.
Whereabouts did you get your education at? What college?
Here, San Diego.
San Diego?
Most of it here in San Diego. The military training was in Arizona.
How long have you been out here in California?
Since I was two.
Oh, you moved right out here, then. Yeah.
Right. My husband is a native of San Diego.
Did you live on a farm in Ohio or was it here?
Colorado.
Colorado.
I was on a farm, but I wasn't there very long. My father was crippled and had to give up his work, so we came to California.
In your job, could you give me a little bit of an idea exactly what your job is and what board you're on?
Well, I am the first paid employee of this local union, and from that I became interested in organizing and help the union grow. So I started training, on-the-job training, to do organizing, to handle the grievances, as well as doing all of the office work about 3 years ago.
Oh, you started. When did you first get into the union labor work?
About 6 years ago.
6 years ago, and you were the first paid?
I've been with this union 3 years. I was the first paid employee. The other ones prior to my time have always volunteered their services and worked in other offices.
What other unions did you work with?
I worked with the Communication Workers of America, Local 9509, for 3 years.
And that was doing the same kind of work?
I was doing the office clerical work and handling some of the grievances and this type of background work, working with the stewards.
And you've been in this union?
I belonged to the union 6 years, but I've been working here three.
And could you give me some, what kind of motivations did you have for getting involved in the union work?
Well, my husband had been 35 years a union member, so we had it in our home, and I knew what the benefits were with him. And when I had to come back to work after raising my family, he felt that the place to come was to try and work with the unions, and I'm mostly interested with it because the members come to you with all of their problems, sometimes their marital problems as well as their whatever is bothering them. They bring it to the union for counseling instead of taking it to just a friend or somebody that might repeat it. All of our work is confidential. Our files naturally are confidential, but the problems that are brought to us, we keep confidential.
Could you give a detailed outline of your job and exactly the title of it?
Well, I have two titles, actually three, I guess, because I am the office secretary and the bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. I now have some assistants on a part-time basis. Mm-hmm. And then I am the business representative, which covers your organizing and handling of the grievances, and I am the secretary treasurer.
And what board is this you're on?
What board?
Aren't you on a board at the...
I am on the executive board of San Diego Imperial County's Labor Council. It's the first time they've had a woman on the board, and I feel it's quite an honor.
How long have you been on it?
Since the first of the year.
Oh, you just came?
Right.
Was there any trouble getting on the board? Was there any...
No, I had expressed an interest and have been attending the research and organizing committee meetings of the Labor Council. Research and Organizing Committee is not only of the Labor Council, because your council is an AFL-CIO, all those unions, but the Research and Organizing Committee also takes in United Auto Workers and the Teamsters, which are not AFL-CIO unions.
Mm-hmm.
And from my work on that, they asked me if I would be interested. I started serving on the COPE Executive Board, which is a volunteer work, but they meet once a month at the same time as the Labor Council Executive Board, and mm-hmm. from this I just sort of got my opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any general ideas what you want to do on the board, you know, expectations?
You mean on the Labor Council Board?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd like to bring to the board the problems of women working. Most of the men in labor are aware of women's problems, and yet they can't have the same sympathies because they themselves don't have the same problems. So by expressing them and bringing them to the board in this way, it helps the United Labor Movement to help women in their place.
So you're mostly dealing with women then?
Primarily, this union is women. We do have several men who are bookkeepers.
Mm-hmm.
And in an organizing effort that we're doing at Rancho Bernardo NCR plant, we will be taking in the data processing division, and I would say that it's at least 50% or more of men, and there are about 100 total up there.
Mm. Is in your activities you do you have any special activities?
How do you mean, any special activities?
Well, do you, like today you went and spoke in front of the school, and then, well, do you do that very often, or do you go out and talk to the people?
At any time that anyone expresses a desire, we are willing to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the labor movement would like to take the story of the labor to the graduating classes and the classes that are studying to get out into the labor market, and let them know exactly what the union is and what they can do. And not only that, let those people know what kind of jobs might be available and some of the pitfalls they might have in interviews and getting their jobs.
Do you go on campus very much?
I haven't been on the college campus, no.
But do you send representatives?
We would. We have a couple of ladies that have gone out.
Mm-hmm. What do they mostly do out there, set up a booth?
Oh, you mean on the right on the campus? No, we haven't done it this way. They've been asked to come to specific classes
mm-hmm.
and to speak on a topic and answer questions in this manner.
Mm.
Do you have booths on the campus?
Oh, yeah, they have. They set up booths all the time.
Oh, I didn't. I'm surprised the labor movement hasn't said something about this.
During the course of your work day, what are some of the activities you do? Do you go out with the union members and help them try to earn a better wage? Or, you know, exactly how do you do this?
One of the ways would be in a demonstration, as was witnessed last week at the City Hall, for the city, county, municipal employees who have been threatened that if they went off the job, they would lose their jobs. This is a federal right which is being denied them, but at this time they did not care to go off. So they asked the labor movement to put on a demonstration showing that we are with them, we are backing them, and we feel that they should have adequate wages. And there were about 640 labor people who marched and carried signs representing their unions in front of the City Hall for 2 hours. Another way is we handbill locations to let the people know what we can offer them, and then we schedule meetings and conduct the meetings in a question and answer with a panel so that people find out what they need to know. We have representatives who are lobbying in Washington and in the state capitals to back the legislative bills to improve the labor laws to protect the working man and woman in all, not only in unions, but in all walks of life.
How valuable would these activities be? What are the rewards from doing all these?
Any particular one you mean?
Yeah, start.
Well, for instance, lobbying in the capitals, the OSHA program, the health and welfare, the safety program, mm-hmm. this has been supported by the labor movement, and this is protecting your people in getting all the safety equipment needed
and better lighting for people in the offices, mm-hmm. wherever they might be, whatever is needed. These laws need to be enacted because in union contracts we can protect our people, but without a contract they must have federal law to protect them.
In the demonstration you were just in, was it a successful demonstration?
I think that it is successful. It takes a long time to see mm-hmm. the results of this. They are still in negotiations and nothing has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum wage law has been raised by our lobbying and our demonstrations. Our wage laws are higher than the minimum, or our mm-hmm. wage contracts, but the minimum wage law was so low, and by our support it has been increased.
Could you name the position, or you name the positions that you held? Could you tell me how you came into getting these positions?
Well, by working here and showing that I had the ability to do the job. The business representative position is appointed by the local executive board, which consists of 13 members that are elected by the membership for a 2-year period, and the executive board appoints the business representative. The secretary treasurer title is an elected title for a 2-year term and is open each 2 years so it's sort of a political position in a way, because you're guaranteed a job for 2 years and then mm-hmm. it depends on the new administration.
Have you had very many achievements, you know?
During the time that I have been business representative, we have increased the membership of this local by 60%.
Could that have been one of your goals that you had set?
Yes, I would like to triple it if I can, but I inquired of where I could take training for this type of work,
mm-hmm.
and I was advised that there are no such classes. It's on the job, and with no background of that nature, it was very slow. And then in this particular union, where it, as comparison to a construction union, where you might organize a group and pick up 100 to 1,000 members, we pick up 2, 3, 4 because the offices are small.
Mm-hmm. Have you had anything that's what you call an upset?
No, when you lose an organizing drive, it's an upset.
Well, what goes on in an organizing drive?
First of all, you... normally, or we try to hold to the fact that the people working at a specific location contact us, that they feel that they would like to be represented, and we meet with the first little group that comes to us, whether it be 1, 2, or 3, whatever it is, and find out what their problems are, and then we prepare literature based on what their particular needs are to handbill to the remaining workers and schedule meetings. And they sign authorization cards, which give us the authority to represent them for wages, bargaining wages, hours, and working conditions. When we have at least 51% of the members, employees of the organization signing, then we submit these cards to the National Labor Relations Board and request an election. If we win the election, which takes 51% of the people voting in favor of the union, then we go into negotiations. You meet with the employees, find out what their needs are. You draft a pattern contract. You meet with the employer and get all of the things you possibly can. Then you go back to the employees and they vote whether they will accept the offer or whether they want you to go back in and continue negotiations.
Do you have very much trouble with your negotiations?
I haven't had very much trouble. I've had a couple, but most of mine have been very interesting, and you hit places where you can't go beyond, but I haven't found them to be upsetting. They've been interesting, and we have been able to come out with satisfactory settlements.
What's been the reaction by the organizations that are just becoming unionized?
They seem to be quite enthused with the fact so many of them are just now learning that there is such a thing as a union for office and professional people.
Mm-hmm.
It's small, and in San Diego we haven't been as active as we should have been. We've been chartered since 1947, but they were just the trade union office girls, and we had not gone out into industry.
In what ways do you get information to your workers about what you want to get done?
Either by mailing or announcements at the membership meetings or taking material to the work locations where the people are involved.
Mm-hmm. And what do most of these information sheets usually cover?
They can cover anything from, for instance, Blood Sunday, the blood bank, June 3rd, or any political activity that are coming elections, whatever happens to be the issue at the moment.
And do you advise them how to... Do you just present the information and let them make their own decision? But like on elections, do you have a ballot that you want them to go along with?
The COPE Executive Board, which is a portion of the Labor Council, generally approves a ballot, and it is in the Labor Leader and is mailed out along with the Labor Leader mailing, and all of our members do receive the Labor Leader, so in this way they receive their ballot and we don't find a need to send another one through our personal mail.
During the course of the job, are you mostly in contact with men? Like on the Executive Board, you're the only female, and on COPE, I don't know exactly how many, is there very other females?
I believe Gertrude Alcaraz and myself, and there was one other woman representative, but she's no longer in office. I don't know who she'll be replaced by.
So are you mostly in company of males then?
When I'm out away from this particular union, yes. Mm-hmm. When I'm working with the other unions, quite often I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm.
But when I work with my own people, they're primarily women workers.
What do you feel there are a greater number of women or number of men on the executive boards and the other boards, and you're the only female, or one of the only two?
Well, this is the in the culinary union, which have a great number of women workers, they don't have too many women officers, and they don't have, generally your executive board is compiled of your either your president or your directing officers of the particular union, and this is the only local union that has a woman in that position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they would object to taking the culinary, the clothing workers, and some of those others. I don't believe there's any objection, but their main officers are men.
Mm-hmm.
So the women are represented, but they're represented by men.
Has your receptivity of men to you been good?
I don't have any problem.
No problem at all? You had no male chauvinist type?
Yeah.
They're not in the labor movement?
Oh, I don't. I think they, of course, the men want to maintain their position, and I believe they should, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if a woman is doing the same job as a man, then she's entitled to equal wages.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the men are entitled to some of those titles. I don't believe some of them should be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the men in the labor movement are in agreement that when we do equal work, we're entitled to equal pay. And in the office field, you will find more of the women around than you will of the men. And why the women themselves have voted to elect the men to represent them, this is a real good question, but this happens very often. In our international union, we have one international vice president who is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Los Angeles, and she represents us on an international level. But other than that, all of the officers are men.
Do you think there's any kind of special qualities that women have over the males to, like in your job, that could be, like working with the people, do you think women have better qualities working with people?
Well, I think the women relate to the women. If you're representing a group of women, now I think I would have difficulty representing a group of men because it would be perhaps harder for me to relate to them, but it's easier for the women to relate to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And our problems are so similar that it's real easy to represent in this field. but I haven't had any difficulty in working with the men. I had an interesting experience this winter. I was negotiating for a contract in an attorney's office, and there are 7 girls working there, and I thought I was getting into deep water, so I sent for our international representative, who is a very qualified man, has been in the labor movement about 30 years, been negotiating contracts. And after we'd met for about 2 hours, he says, "Anna, I'm going to go down and take the plane and go home. You're doing better without me." For some reason, they were willing to negotiate with me, and whether it was because he was out of town that they lacked trust, or whether they resented the fact that he had a great title, International Vice President, Regional Director of 7 states, whether this froze them and they just felt like talking to me, they were working with someone locally. I don't know what it was, but I was successful.
Do you plan on just staying in this office, or do you have any aspirations to go higher?
Well, as we grow, naturally, we have a 2-year lease here. I don't personally intend to leave the local union, but we would like to get better quarters, but we would have to have more capital. We must reserve a portion of our savings in case that we would have an arbitration case, which attorneys can eat up fees very rapidly. So we cannot spend our money right up to the line. We have to reserve it, because this is why people pay union dues.
Do you think do you think active involvement by women is necessary for the labor movement to progress?
I think so. I don't know if it was necessary years ago because more women were staying home, but we have more percentage of women working. There are, I believe, the population, there's more women than there are men. For this reason, they've got to get out into the movement and work. Many women are supporting families for various reasons. And I think that in order to give them the best of benefits, we need to have women involved.
Do you have any conception of the contemporary women's movement?
Are you referring to women's liberation?
Well, women's liberation, or maybe more subtle, just the housewife that decides she doesn't want to do all the cooking and wants her husband to help out and help out with some of the housework.
I think I have a closed mind on that, because I'd be perfectly happy being a housewife if it wasn't that the financial need is there that I must work.
Oh, so your main reason for this job is for financial reasons?
Yes.
And you're just negative to the reaction? What's your reaction to an interest in the women's movement is just negative?
I believe that a woman doing the job should be paid for the job that she does. But so far as a woman just setting herself out to take a man's position in the world, I'm against it. And I think I speak for the majority of the women in this particular local. There are several women working who, there are 2 incomes coming in, and the cost of living and the type of entertainment that we enjoy today almost requires 2 salaries. But that was not my reason for working, and there's a good many of the women in our particular organization that are working for similar reasons to what mine is.
Has there been any benefits from this feminist movement?
I believe, I think it's too bad that they have been labeled the way they have. I believe that we have benefited from some. I think we've also suffered from some.
Has your holding office affected any other opportunities for other women?
What do you mean, has my holding office? I think it has opened an opportunity. Local 139 has been sort of a cherished, I don't know how to put it, the men here in the labor movement helped the girls organize 139 in 1947, and they have helped us negotiate and do many things. And this is the first time that they felt they wanted someone from here to be on the board. And I think it has opened the field to where they are looking for other women that might also be able to fill certain positions.
How widespread have you found the feeling for women's equality in your union, with the union members?
I believe it's pretty well spread. there are still some of the men that cherish certain little things. A woman working in an office can't help but her knowledge be fed to and I don't know what, it would depend on what type of knowledge, but perhaps from the books or whatever she has, she can advise her employer who is too busy to take the time to dig in. And naturally, she is helping him achieve a specific goal, and that there's no reason why, if she desires, she couldn't go out and use that same information. But I think as a whole, if a woman is doing an equal job, she's entitled to it.
So your belief is the woman's only equal in job opportunities, but not in household work. You think that the female still...
Well, my husband has always helped me at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are... Right now, he's disabled and I'm working. He's doing all the housework and a portion of the cooking and all the yard work, things that I did when I was home.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always shared. And I think this is something that should be done.
Mm-hmm.
When the children are small and he comes home at night, sure, he's tired and she should have as much done as possible, but what she couldn't get done, he should pitch in and give her a hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go home from work at night, your day's work is done, whether you be man or woman, so far as what you're being paid to do. What's required at home should be shared depending on what the status is.
How about your feelings on women going into politics itself?
I have no... I have seen places which might intrigue me to go into. I
mm-hmm.
see no reason why a woman couldn't go in if she had the qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not she would be elected would be up to the voting public.
So you believe the woman has the right to do what she wants to do, to go into any field that she wants?
Right, so as long as she's qualified to do that, or
mm-hmm.
if she wants to study enough to get to that point.
What changes do you think have occurred for women in the last 10 years that might improve their equality in work? And
well, they have opened up and given opportunities. Well, in accounting has been a field which has been, the woman might be doing the background work, but the man would be taking the title. I believe now that the women, if they're doing the work and have the qualifications and the degree which is required in accounting, that now they have the opportunity. The telephone company, for instance, when I was working for that union, some of the women were doing the background line work and actually devising some of the plans that the men were following, but they were not permitted a title until within the last 10 years. Now, if she has the training and the ability, she can also have the title.
Yeah, I just had my telephone installer, it was a lady installer.
I hadn't seen those before. I worked with the girls in the engineering department through
mm-hmm.
the union, and they were actually drawing up work that men were getting all the credit for, and their pay scale was very, very low. Well, all of a sudden they decided they would give tests to these women, and if they could pass them, they would be entitled. And this came about during the time I was working there, and I believe that the unions and the women's movement perhaps did force this thing, bring it to an issue.
Do you think you've had any personal effect on the changes that these women have that have happened in the last few years?
I would like to think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in some of the work that we've done and some of the movements, I haven't really been involved in initiating a movement other than organizing and getting the girls' representation
mm-hmm.
in the office. But I think that just association with people has, and bringing, you know, the feelings of people has helped to change the feeling of the men that we work with. Mine is rather... Well, sure, I work with all the labor movement, but I don't get out into the fields like some of the women that you see on TV and conducting
mm.
the big public meetings. I don't get out into that, but I would like to think that those that I have worked with, it's helped too.
Do you think that
with women holding offices and taking over the jobs of the males, do you think it's a threat to the traditional role of women?
If it goes too far, I imagine it could be. I've seen some areas where they lose certain privileges that they might have lost. One of the big dangers that was in the recent bill that I don't believe it's passed yet was losing of the 15-minute rest period, which, or 15-minute in the union, 10-minute by state. These are privileges that have been afforded to women, and now if they're going to have true equality, they're not, won't be entitled to them unless the men are entitled to them, and in many places they would lose them, and I think these are threats. And we want to be very careful as we go forward that when we ask for full equality, we're not giving up something that perhaps we really need.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I also feel that a man could stand a 10 or 15 minute coffee break, but I know in lots of areas he's not entitled to it.
Do you feel there's any kind of discrimination against the females in these job openings they're going into that are mostly dominated previously by males?
According to law, there isn't supposed to be, but I suppose if an interviewer had a special feeling, it would be very difficult for him to overcome that and give a woman the opportunity that maybe she should have. Because even though he is not permitted to do certain things, human nature still is there. And if he has a definite feeling by his way of commenting on the interview or whatever, he could very definitely sway that position.
Have you found any reactions from them to be negative?
From the men?
Mm-hmm.
In some areas, yet?
Do you have any instances?
Not a specific instant, I don't think. You just get the feeling as you talk to them, certain things come up. I can't think of any right now. One thing, our international representative, who it is his job, he is paid to represent us and help us to get positions, read an article here in our office. It happened to be one of our smaller offices, but there was a woman holding a high position, and he said, "Oh, darn you women, you're going to take my job away from me yet." And he can't help but resent it, and yet he's working for us in every way he can. And I think it's something that they're... this tradition, it's going to take a while for it to wipe out.
Mm-hmm. This tradition, does it seem to be going away? Or is the public sway, or just leaving going through a different path away from tradition?
It would depend on how high the position is, I think, whether or not. They seem to be willing to give perhaps a supervising capacity to a woman which they had not given before, and yet they would not want her to be the administrator. They would still want to be the administrator. There are certain areas where I'm sure they're still clinging on.
On your board, you've had no negative responses, subtly or overtly?
You mean on the Labor Council Executive Board? Oh, there's... I think they're playful responses, let's put them that way. I don't know how deeply they really mean it. But every once in a while, they can't help but get their little dig in. But they always laugh, and I'm never sure whether they really mean it or not.
Do you ever counter with anything?
Oh, yes. I can't resist that.
What would be your general reaction to your holding your office? What has been, how has it affected you? Has it changed your mind on any issues that you had strong convictions one way and you changed your mind?
My family tell me that I have different, I can't see it. I guess it's come too gradual.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have a lot broader outlook. But my children tell me that I'm more with the world today than I was before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even aware of it. I'm in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just go along with it, and I'm not that much aware of it. I might say that one time before, I decided that I would like to be business representative. I really wasn't thinking of the title. I was just thinking about what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
They had hired a business representative to represent this local. A man with many years' experience and a tremendous salary, which I still do not ask of them because I don't feel I have had the chance to get that much training. He worked for 2 years and did no organizing. He showed no results for us. After I was hired simply as a secretary and got into the books, I found places where things had been let go, and I wrote letters to double check as to why this man had not done this work, and the employers advised me that he had never called them. So I think this has made them more receptive to me, because I suppose, knowing that I don't have the experience, I get in there and dig for all I'm worth, where he was just riding along on the laurels accepting the check.
Mm-hmm.
So they have accepted me, and even though my accomplishments haven't been so great, they have been greater than his, and I have followed through with the work that I've had to do, where he just wrote a report and did not follow through.
Have you any more expectations? Do you have one goal right now that you're really working for?
My goal right now would be to raise this membership from 200 to 500. And if I could do that, I'd be perfectly happy working here and seeing this group
mm-hmm.
go forward and see us get into good quarters and have an adequate staff and perhaps a training program for women that to help them get better jobs or to improve themselves.
Do you have any future plans on how you're going to go about doing this?
Well, we intend to just keep hand-billing, organizing, getting our message across, gradually getting there. We're working on, I can't give the organizations, but we're working on several organizations in town. If we're successful, we could very easily pick up 200 more members.
Do you just go through different offices, or do you wait for the people in the
office? There's various ways. Since I've run the executive board and working with the men in labor,
mm-hmm.
they might be working with a company that is a union company, but more 9 times out of 10 they never get a contract for the office. So they'll go in, and since they've gotten to know me, they'll drop a hint, or jokingly something will come up, why can't we be represented? Okay, they have my card. You can be represented. There is somebody available. And then they'll call me and give me the location. And if I don't hear from the person who they gave the card to, then I follow up. I get their home phone number, their home address, and go call on them.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, we get our leads. And this has been a help. Without being on that executive board, we never got anything. Because they didn't think about us. You have to be around. The squeaky wheel gets greased.
Mm-hmm. Do you advertise in the paper, or do we?
We don't run an ad, per se.
Mm-hmm.
We have discussed it. And we are a professional union, and we feel that an ad would perhaps deter from this. We have articles every so often in the paper telling of our accomplishments and who we are and what we do. If we achieve a goal and we're proud of it, we contact the paper and ask for an article. It isn't read as widely, perhaps, as a ad would be. But those who do read it always respond. And I think that it helps us maintain our position as a professional union, where we would lose it if we were advertising.
Mm-hmm.